Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Snap back to Prescott. Standing looking right, now left. There's a deep out that's intercepted. Boy, he sat on that route. He was looking for Butler on the left sideline, and Casey Hayward just hit in the weeds and jumped the route and picked it off, and that's interceptions on the last two possessions.
Dak Prescott, after the game, pretty candid. He's saying this is his worst stretch of quarterback play ever. He's pissed, and everyone else should be as well. Cowboys get worked again, 28-6. And our Cowboy insider, Mike Fisher, is joining us at Fish Sports here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. What was that locker room like, Mike?
Well, the locker room experience started when Jerry Jones had his people call his people together. And Jerry spoke to the team in a closed-door locker room setup. And I think one newspaper report says it's because the team drew his ire. And that wasn't it at all. It was actually a speech that players told me was upbeat. And a speech that was really about how blessed, that was the word Jerry used, how blessed everybody was to be living this football life. And while that's all true, I'm not sure that's the right message at all. I'm not sure that continuing to tell yourself how good you are and how everything's going to be okay is appropriate at all when you just got your butts handed to you in record-setting style for three straight weeks. These three straight games are unprecedented in Cowboys history. So you're blessed. I mean, it's Thanksgiving and you're living a dream and you're getting paid to play a game and all that stuff. But you're not as blessed as the Falcons, who beat you 12 days ago. You're not as blessed as the Eagles, who beat you 5 days ago. And you're not even as blessed as the Chargers. And now you've lost three straight games by 20 plus points. That's the first time that's happened in franchise history since 1960, and 1960, of course, the Cowboys' first year when they were an expansion team. This Cowboys team this year now loses as if it's an expansion team.
So, Mike, you don't believe that Jerry's tone was angry or threatening in the locker room?
100% was not.
Okay.
How was it not? Like, I don't understand. Like, that's the one thing I don't understand.
Well,
like,
that's what Mike's saying. Like, I know. Maybe that message isn't the one to, you know, all hunky-dory holiday time isn't the one.
What is the right message? What do you say to a team that can't score, can't win at home, can't score in the second half, can't win in the second half? So many breakdowns now. They were outgained in yardage 515 to 247. The scoring thing in the second half now, in the last three games, if I've got my numbers right, they're outscored in the second half 72-6.
Yeah.
That's impossible. There just can't be much precedent for that. So, since it's an almost unprecedented thing, I don't know what special words that Jerry Jones is supposed to say to his team. If we could talk about how, you know, and we could have found out different, that he went in there and raised the riot act, and started whipping on people, is that help? I mean, is that the tricky right answer? All I know is I think at some point they should quit fibbing to themselves. Everybody from Jerry down to Rod Smith, the young running back, are all making it sound like it's going to be okay. Jerry saying in a conversation where I was asking about his faith in the coaching staff, he says, our coaching staff is tops, T-O-P-S, tops, like, you know, top knots, top drawer, top of the world. No, it's not. Rod Smith, the running back, saying, you know, what's really sucks about this is we're better than these three teams. No, you're not. You're really not in any way on paper necessarily better than the Falcons. You're really not anyway on paper necessarily better than the Eagles. And while I thought you were better on paper than the Chargers, you got demolished by the Chargers in every possible way. You couldn't cover their receiver. You couldn't get to their quarterback. You couldn't tackle their running backs. And that's not even getting started on the Cowboys offense, which struggled with injuries again, like every team does, so that excuse is dead. Can't connect with receivers short, can't connect with receivers deep, can't really get a running game that's good enough to take the heat off the quarterback. The numbers say that the running game in the last 3 weeks is okay, but not really enough to be good at pass protection, not really enough to be good in play action, not really enough to be able to run the read option. And all this adds up to my conclusion. If I had a vote for MVP, it'd be a tie. NFL MVP is Aaron Rodgers and Ezekiel Elliott.
Dez isn't ticked? Dez didn't go off?
I did not visit with Dez in the locker room. I think your quote, you said it earlier about Dak Prescott, about everybody's miffed, or at least they should be. I'm sure they're miffed. I'm sure they're disappointed. I'm sure they're angry. I'm sure they want to hurry up and get back to work. But I think they really need to look in the mirror and see what they really are and where they really are. And quit making it sound like this is an all-star laden team in a way that should cause them to be way better than Atlanta, Philadelphia, and San Diego, because it's not. They're not.
Right. Well, they are when everyone's there. And that brings us to Jason Garrett, because, I mean, let's face it, none of these problems offensively were happening 3 weeks ago. None of their problems with Dak Prescott were happening 3 weeks ago, prior to Zeke going, prior to Tyron going, or yesterday Zach going. So then it brings us to, well, it's got to be a coaching thing, right? Because if we're not worried about the offense when they're all healthy, then the only time we're worried about it is when they're not healthy, and that becomes an issue of coaching, does it not?
Well, I think,
and does that make him not safe?
And that's why two straight games after these games, I've asked Jerry Jones, does this shake your confidence in your talent level? We're talking about the roster. And does it shake your confidence in the talent level? Talking about your coaching staff. And his answer both times is no. But, Choppy, let me go back to the beginning of what you said. Are you sure that this is a blue-chip roster?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sure it's a blue chip roster on week one.
Okay, and I'm saying to you that while you might be right, and you and I both thought that on week one, I don't have any evidence that it's true. I just got beat 72-6.
Well, wasn't last year? What was last year? Wasn't that the evidence?
Yeah, but aren't they? Isn't it both?
I don't know.
When we say which cowboy is the real cowboy, isn't the answer both?
I think they're
5-3, Mike. I mean, they're on pace for 10-6, and two of those losses were at the very end, in part because they didn't have Sean Lee.
See, Mike, here's the argument we're going to get into, and you know, Choppy's on the other side. I think he would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, RJ, Cowboy fans and myself believe that Jason Garrett and the coaching staff should overcome some injuries. I think Chop is not going to judge and kill Jason because of the injuries that they have sustained. I'm like, look, you got to overcome it. Every team has injuries, as you mentioned earlier in the interview. That's why a lot of fans don't believe in Jason and want him gone, because he and the coaching staff aren't overcoming anything.
If the fan base wants this coaching staff gone, they are justified in wanting that. You can't defend 72-6. Jason Garrett's mom can't defend 72-6.
Chop.
I guess my thing to that is I don't like to judge guys when it's not when they don't have their full complement. And I know that may not be realistic. And I know it may be a little
soft,
and that's fine. You know, like everyone's freaking out about 72-6. I'm like, what'd you expect? You know, they didn't have three guys the last two games. They didn't have two guys yesterday.
Yeah, but the only one we expected was the Philly game. We didn't expect yesterday.
We didn't.
We all picked the Cowboys to win, barely.
I'll paint a picture for the Philly game and say that, hey, I'm missing four all pros playing against the team with the best record in the NFL. Of course I lost that game. That's okay. But I lost the game 1-0. That's not okay.
The only guys, Chop, in their mind that they were missing for you yesterday was Sean Lee and Zach. because you don't think there's a major difference in swapping running backs, and you had your left tackle back. And right. And missing Sean Lee and then Zach is not an excuse. It's not enough of an excuse to get your ass kicked that bad.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, a lot of people will say, hey, a loss is a loss. What's the difference? Which, and I don't necessarily agree with that, but it's not like for three quarters that this team wasn't fully in the game yesterday. I mean, they missed opportunities, and they had bad interceptions. Kept them out of the game.
Their offense was never in the game.
No, their offense was never in the
game.
And they
got lucky that the kicker got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They got lucky. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, these are if the other team's kickers would not get hurt, the Cowboys would be really getting blown out. I do defend the idea of, hey, this guy went down, that guy went down, and how am I supposed to have a backup that's exactly as good as Ezekiel Elliott? How am I supposed to, in a salary cap era or otherwise, have a backup that's exactly as good as Sean Lee? But when you do look around the rest of the league, the teams that are going to the playoffs and winning their divisions, every single one of them overcame the same sort of injuries that the Cowboys have. I just pull out one example in Minnesota. Minnesota's on like their 40th quarterback in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And they still are finding a way.
Yeah.
Now, that's not me calling for the head of Jason Garrett or the coaching staff. There's no purpose in it yet. Zero purpose in it. There's no purpose in the Raiders having fired Ken Norton, their defensive coordinator. There's no purpose really in the Broncos having fired their offensive coordinator, Mike McCoy, except that somebody had to be a fall guy for things that are going wrong. So if the audience wants a fall guy here, then go ahead. But it won't help you go beat Washington next Thursday. And that's what I'd really be concerned about if I was the Cowboys organization. How are we going to beat Washington? And telling ourselves how good we are isn't the way.
Mike, the other, you know, popular question will be, has Jason Garrett lost this team? Have they quit on him? What's your answer to that?
Yeah, and that's why it's not just how you win. It's not just how many you win or how many you lose. It's how you win them and how you lose them. And that's why I think 72-6 is substantial. I'm not really a believer in the, oh, they quit, they laid down, they don't care. I don't sense that the coach has lost the team. I don't sense that at all yet. But you cannot ignore 72-6. You cannot ignore the inability to ever score more than 10 points. You cannot ignore historic loss after historic loss after historic loss in the way that makes you right now look like a 1960 expansion team.
You think Sean Lee plays Thursday?
I think that he worked diligently last week out in the backyard with the aim of playing Thursday. I know a lot of people have written that he was going to miss three games. I was told that scratch him for two. Well, here comes game number three. I do think that Sean Lee will take the same approach that Anthony Hitchens took for sure and that Dan Bailey took for sure, which is San Diego was a must win. So I'm going to go till I can't go no more. And inside the organization, by the way, they really did recognize yesterday as a must win. And so if you were desperate going into that, yeah, I'm Sean Lee Thursday desperate even more now.
Thanks, Mike. Good stuff, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
Mike Fisher, working a holiday, baby. At working holidays. Mm. At Fish Sports on Twitter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.